We have heard recently that many of the people over in Israel are starting to look to the Old Testament prophets regarding some of the things that are taking place in Israel as well as its future. And so my question to you, is this really taking place on a regular basis, particularly with Benjamin Netanyahu and the leaders of the Knesset and so forth? Do they look back into the Old Testament prophets to determine what to do today or what the future of Israel is going to be?
They haven't, but I've had friends. Matter of fact, even my book, Eye to Eye, was given to Benjamin Netanyahu a month and a half ago by one of his dear friends. He'd received the book from me in 2005, but he received the updated copy of Eye to Eye that's biblical and scriptural. I mean, it focuses on it, the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu, during his time as prime minister, again, a Bible study with his son on Saturday afternoon of Shabbat. He has been more open to having rabbis involved. I think they're being drawn in more so now than ever. Netanyahu obviously appreciates the Jewish prophets and the significance of the land. But I think what's happening right now, Gary, is they're really beginning to start looking to the scriptures for a better understanding of what's going on. I have two Orthodox Jewish friends that I work with at the White House, and they study the Talmud and the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. But when something happens in Israel, the Middle East, they come to me and said, where is that in the Tanakh, which is the Old Testament? And I just find that humorous because I'm there to explain to them out of their Old Testament what to watch for from this point going forward.